We're talking about Shem Paragim or Mishnah above. How you say of Nesunim begat the yard or land Gisham? Im Samach Bechiyuta. Somebody who had the dollars out on the roof, he spread the dollars on the roof, and then it started raining, and the olives became wet from the rain. If he is glad that the olives became wet, that would be b'chiyuta. The olives would now be susceptible to become tameh. And even though he didn't plan that the olives should get wet, he put them out in the roof, just so they should get some air out in the roof. And then it happened to start raining. Since he is glad that they became wet, even though he didn't put them out there for that purpose, that's enough to be considered. Nichle is considered that he desired that it should be wet, and therefore the olives are now susceptible to become tameh. Rabbi Huda, I marry Efshir Shalogus Ma. Rabbi Huda said it's impossible that he would not be happy that the olives got wet. Meaning to say, even if he is happy that the olives got wet, since he did not put the olives on the roof for the purpose of the rain going on them, so that's not considered nichale, and that would not be enough to be machshir the olives to be makabel tuma. Ela im pakak et tzinor olim chilchol l'tocha. Unless he does some kind of action that shows that he wants the olives to get wet, unless he does something such as stuffing up the drain pipe so that the rainwater collects on the roof, that would be enough of an action to show that he is nichle, that he desired that the olives got wet, and in such a case the olives would be moshed to be makabel tuma. Or if he turned over the olives into the rain so that the olives get soaked up with the rainwater, that's enough of an action also to show that he is nichle, that he desired that the olives got wet, and in such a case the olives would be moshed to be makabel tuma. Sachem Masher and Perakimo Mishnah Zayin Hachamarin Shahayu Oivrim Benor Benaflu Sakein Lamayim. Donkey drivers that were passing through a river with their donkey, and the sack that they were carrying on their donkey fell into the water, and the fruit that was inside the sack got wet from the water. If they were glad that the fruit got wet, then the fruit would be b'chiyut, and it would be mukshar and susceptible to become tameh. And since they desired that the fruit got wet, even though they did not want that the sack to fall into the water, but once it did fall into the water, they were happy that it got wet. That's considered nichle, and they are mukshar to be makabel tuma. Rabbi Huda, I marry Yafshir Shalolus Moach. Elohim Hafu. Rabbi Huda said, it's impossible that they would not be glad that the fruit got wet. Meaning to say, even though they are glad that the fruit got wet, but since it only fell by mistake into the water, they didn't deliberately place the sack with the fruit in the water. So it's not enough that they are glad to be considered nichle, for them to be mukshar to be makabel tuma. They have to do some sort of action to show that they wanted it to get wet. So unless they turned over the fruit into the water so that it would get soaked up by the water, that would be enough of an action to show that they are nichle and they are makabel tuma. But if they don't do that, they would not be makabel tuma since they fell into the water by mistake. Har yu raglov meleos tit v'chein ragle behemto avar benahar im samach b'chiyuta. If somebody's feet are all dirty from the clay, or the feet of his animal are dirty from clay, and they went through a river, if they are glad that their feet got washed off in the river or that the feet of their animals got washed off in the river, then that water would be b'chiyuta. And if the water that was on their feet or on the animals' feet subsequently dripped onto fruit, the fruit would be b'chiyuta, and it would be mukshar to be makabel tuma. As even though they didn't go through the river for the purpose of washing off their feet or their animals' feet, they went through the river because they had to get to the other side. But since they were glad that their feet got wet in order that the clay on their feet would get washed off, so the water that got on their feet is considered nichle, and if that water subsequently drips onto fruit, the fruit would be mukshar to be makabel tuma. Rabbi Huda, I marry Efshir Shalo Lismach. Elam Amad Vihidia. Rabbi Huda says it's impossible that he would not be glad that his animal's feet got washed off. Meaning to say, even if he is glad that he went through the river so that his animal's feet can get washed off from the clay, that would not be enough to make the water nichle. And if the water subsequently drips on parents, the parents would not be mukshar. Unless he does some sort of action to show that he wanted that his animal's feet should get washed off from the water. Unless he stands in one place in order to better wash off the feet of his animal. In that case, then the water would be b'chiyutan, and if it subsequently drips on Paris, it would be machshir the Paris. And since he stood in one place so that he can wash off his animal's feet with the water, that shows that he is nichle, that he desired that his animal's feet should get wet from the water, so that water ends up on Paris. The Paris is machshir to be makabel tuma. Ba'adam uva behema tmeya la'olon tamei. Now that which Rabbi Huda says that you have to do an action to show that you wanted your animal's feet to be washed off, that's only by behema tahira, a kosher animal. By a kosher animal, it's not obvious that he wanted his feet to be washed off. But a kosher animal, you don't do malacha with it usually. Usually, you end up shechting it and eating it, so it really doesn't make that much of a difference whether his feet is wet or not. So unless you do some sort of action to show that you wanted the feet to be washed off, we would not say that is nichalim. But a person whose feet are dirty with clay, or an animal that is tame, an animal that is not kosher, whose feet is dirty with clay, then Rabbi Huda would agree, even if you don't do any action at all to show that it's nichalay, that water would be bechiyus on it. If it ends up on pears, it would be machshir the pears. As an animal tmeah, you want its feet to be washed off, as you do work with an animal tmeah, such as a donkey. You use it to carry loads. So since you do work with it, you certainly don't want its feet to be dirty. So therefore, certainly when you take it through the river, you want it that its feet should get wet, so that the clay will be washed off. And so too, by a person whose feet are dirty, you certainly would want them washed off. So when you go through the river, you certainly want that the clay should get washed off by the water. So it's definitely nichalay. So in such a case, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that even if you don't do any action at all to show that you wanted your feet or your animal tmeah's feet to be washed off, that water would be nichalay. That which Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to do some sort of action to show that it's nichalay, that you have to stop in the water and wash off your animal's feet to show that you wanted your animal's feet to be washed off, that's only by a behemoth, tahora, a kosher animal. And by a kosher animal, it's not so clear that you want its feet to be washed off. It may be you don't care that its feet are dirty, because you're not going to do malacha with that animal anyway. You're just going to shock them and eat it. So therefore, only in that case does Rabbi Yehuda say, you have to do an action to show that it's nichalay.